Good morning, good morning.
Hey, good morning. It's John Majors from the Amenity Club.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good.
There's a whole bunch of people on. I hear the rings. Okay. So,
hello, Ken. It's Robert.
Hey, Robert. How are you? We can put the phone on mute for people that have background noise, and I want to get a tally of who's on. Sounds like a comedy routine, but it's not. So, as we get started here, I heard John Majors is on, so I put him. John, you get you're the first person on, so you get to start. You get to talk first. Gotcha. So we have John Majors of the Amenity Club. Welcome, John.
Hey, how are you, Ken?
Okay, pretty good, pretty good. All right, who else has joined us?
George Ishii.
George, how are you, George?
Wonderful, Ken. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Always a pleasure, George. And, George, the company that you represent?
Plum Tree Marketing.
Okay, Plum Tree Marketing. So I want to make sure everybody get paper and pen out if you can, because there's going to be some fantastic companies on the call, and there's going to be some great connections. So we've got John Majors, Amenity Club, George Ishii, Plum Tree Marketing. And who is next that has not introduced themselves? Not everybody at one time. This is when people talk.
This is Robert Joseph here.
Okay. Robert, how are you?
I'm doing well. How you doing, kid?
Pretty good. Dr. Robert Joseph.
I got kid duty this morning, so I'm driving the kids to school. So I'll be muting in and out.
Okay. All right. All right. So we got Robert Joseph with Blue Life. Who else has not introduced themselves? I heard more rings. Okay, going once, going twice. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. I see Brian Horton's arrived. There's other people that are on the call that have not introduced themselves yet. I'll give them a, I think Roger is on. So, good morning. Who's just joined?
Hey, good morning. This is Brian Horton from ShareCom.
Hey, Brian, how are you? Welcome.
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. All right, so I guess we got a quorum here. We've got a few people that are showing up online, but are not showing up via the phone, but we'll just gonna go ahead.
Raj Kolasinski, Newview Therapeutics.
All right, that's the person I was looking for. Hello, Roger, how are you?
I'm doing very well, very well. Thank you.
All right, so I think we've got... So I'm going to go ahead and get started. My first question, I want to have everybody introduce themselves. The lineup is John Majors, George Ishii, Robert Joseph, and Roger. How do you pronounce your last name?
Kolasinski.
Kolasinski. I'll just say Roger.
That's
and
easy.
Then Frank. And then we have Brian Horton. And Roger, the name of your company is?
Newview Therapeutics.
Newview Therapeutics. Okay, we'll learn more about you there. And Brian, it's ShareCom, correct?
ShareCom, correct.
ShareCom. Okay, ShareCom. And somebody just joined us that has not introduced themselves. Good morning.
This is Delonte Frank.
Hey, Delonte, how are you?
Hey, Ken, how are you?
Pretty good. And Delonte is a new strategic partner with me, and I'm really excited about the possibilities there. And he's with Endless Rise.
Endless Rise Incorporated, right.
All right. All right. Is there anybody else that's not introduced themselves? All right. Let's get it going. So first question I want to ask everybody, just to get started, is what, I guess, why don't you introduce yourselves first and foremost. Please give us your name, the name of your company, and what is it that you do and how do you do it. And if you can keep it to 60 seconds, that would be great. So again, please give your name, the name of your company, and what is it that you do and how do you do it. And with that, there is some background noise, so if I can have you guys put your phone on mute by finding the mute button, or you can press *6 to mute your phone because I hear some background noise. So we want to get this recording nice and clear. All right. So with that, the lineup again is John Majors, George Ishii, Dr. Robert Joseph, Roger, Brian Horton, and Delonte, Endless Ride. So with that, John Majors, who are you and what is it that you do?
All right, John, good morning, everybody. John Majors from the Amenity Club. We can be found online at www.amenityclub.com. Amenity Club is a combination loyalty marketing program and luxury services aggregator. So what we do is we serve something similar to a high-end concierge at a hotel and combine that with, say, Delta SkyMiles or something, some program like that. So basically, we'll help individuals and families reserve access to things like gourmet meal delivery, vacation home rentals, things that will not only decrease the stress in their lives, but also increase the thrill in their lives. And the way that we do that, actually at no cost to the individuals and families, is that merchants and vendors actually pay for the points that are called Amenity Club points that the individuals and families will then use to reserve their amenities. So that's me, and again, that can be found at www.amenityclub.com.
All right, and John's a new client of mine, so welcome. There'll be many more here. You did a great job introducing your company. So if people have questions for John, this is the time to ask them and then connect with him because he's a great guy and it's a great company. All right, thank you, John. George Ishii.
Yes, good morning. My name is George Ishii. I own two companies, but the one I'm focusing now is Plumtree Marketing, and we help people webtize their story and then turn that into leads from the web. For example, John had a great story there, John, and people buy because of John, not because of the company. So what we're doing now is shifting our marketing to help capture that story, webtize it, put it on the web, and then show people how to start driving tons of people through your story so they can get through your story, then they know all about you, then we hand them right back to you when they're the ripest and juiciest to close. And that's what we're shifting from the application side of our Plumtree Marketing and our software company that we have.
All right.
And the website is www.plumtreemarketing.com. And our logo is a plum tree with one low-hanging fruit because that's what everybody's looking for.
And I'm showing your website right now, George.
Thank you.
George is a great strategic partner for me. So welcome, George. Hopefully everybody's got the website for George and John, and we're going to continue.
Hey, Ken, one quick question.
Yes.
John, sorry to interrupt. What's the meeting or webinar ID for me to log on?
Okay, it is 645 771-730. That's my GoToMeeting ID.
Got it. Okay. Thanks so much. Sorry.
All right. No problem. All right. So, Dr. Robert Joseph, who are you and what is it that you do, doctor? And he's taking himself off mute. Going one, going twice. Okay. I think he's coming. All right, I still don't hear him. Anyway, let's go to Roger. Roger, New View Therapeutics. Go ahead, Roger. What is it that you do, and how do you do it?
Well, my name's Raj Kolosinski. New View Therapeutics is a company that was developed some nine and a half years ago. We looked for specific technologies that we believe that if put together with the right metabolic responsibilities and the characteristics that we could make a better way of treating cancer patients, and we, in fact, have done so. We are ready to get into clinicals. We've done 7 years of animal studies, and lo and behold, it's site-specific to the tumor tissue. It is using 1/200 to 1/500 of the dose of normal systemic chemo and getting a fourfold kill effect on the tissues. And actually, we're quite excited about it because we've yet to find anything that even comes close to it. We can encapsulate. It's a combination of specific three technologies, ultrasound, encapsulation, and cryotherapy, cryothermal effects, which when put together creates this whole new regimen of therapy.
Wow. So welcome. And Roger's a new client of mine, so welcome to the call. I'm looking forward. And make sure, and your website is?
Newview Therapeutics, www.newviewtherapeutics.com.
All right, and I'm showing your website up online right now. All right, excellent, excellent. So we're looking forward to your active participation on the call. We'll be gentle with you. All right, Brian, Sharecom, how are you this morning, Brian?
Hey, I'm doing great, Ken. How about yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good. You've got an interesting idea here.
Fantastic. Well, I'll tell you, Sharecom, we're a technology-based company that specializes in business-to-business communications, much like what we're doing right now, web communications, conference calling. We have platforms that we go into organizations and specialize different types of platforms that will work for their organization instead of going with off-the-shelf type services like a GoToMeeting or something like that. The other specialty we have is we're actually the largest privately held e-marketing company in the United States. So we do everything from email marketing campaigns that consist of 1,000 emails all the way up to several million emails. It's really become one of the most efficient ways of marketing your products out there, and we've really got some dynamic ways of doing that. Our website is www.sharecom.org, and you'll see that .org on it because we do a lot of specialized marketing in the nonprofit and medical fields.
Wow, okay. So you get all this, faxing, conference calling, web conferencing, voice transmissions, email, for a very, very low price. I'm very excited about that. I'd like to learn more about that. All right, so welcome, Brian.
Hey, thank you.
All right, then. And Delonte, how are you this morning?
Hey, how are you, Ken?
Pretty good. So what is it that you do, and how do you do it?
Okay, I'm actually calling from Endless Rise Incorporated. We are the largest USA-based private label SEO online marketing reseller. Basically what we do, we run the back-end marketing operation to SEO companies, web designers, online business consultants, marketing consultants, any type of IT specialty field on the net, we can pretty much run the back-end marketing operation to their company. So, of course, we are private label, so we don't advertise to the general public, but we do strictly business-to-business transactions. And, you know, we have some of the lowest prices in the industry with the services that we offer. So, and the website is www.endlessrise.com. That's E-N-D-L-E-S-S-R-I-S-E.com.
All right, we're happy to have him on. We're I'm looking at and probably will hire him to do some strategic partnerships with me. And if there's anybody here online that wants to take a look at their services, I'm taking a look at it. It looks excellent, and I'm ready to go. So I've been really impressed with what they offer, and so I'm moving forward. So welcome, Delonte.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anybody else that has not introduced themselves? I know, Robert, are you there yet?
Yes, I am. Sorry about that.
Okay. Go ahead, Robert.
Bishop Harris just signed.
Okay. Robert, why don't you introduce yourself, and then we'll have Bishop Harris introduce himself.
Okay.
Robert?
Well, my name is Robert Joseph, and I'm the owner of a company called Glue Life, and what we do is build websites to grow with your business. So we actually have technology that will allow you to create a website very easily and then build that website as your needs increase, all the functionality that you need. And we allow people to then update their websites and maintain them themselves.
All right. And Robert is my technology guru. If I got a technology question, I go to him. So I'm really excited to have him. He's always on the call. He's the pro at this thing. So, and I strongly encourage anybody that has a technology question, you can go to him. He's got the answer. And he may not charge you that much. Okay. Anyway, so we have,
First question, please.
Yes.
Savings account, would you want to please?
Okay, I didn't hear what you said.
Yeah, this is Bishop Harris. Is it my turn?
Oh, yes, I was about to introduce you.
Bishop Harris.
Yes, glad to be on this morning with you all, and I'm the president and CEO of Diversity International Television Network of Atlanta, Georgia. We are transforming America by bringing higher levels of education, cultural awareness, and also light industry trade throughout the globe. Believing that it is our call and duty to bring America from a fourth grade reading level to anything beyond and stop our cultural ignorance as well as dysfunctional television and media. So we're on the vanguard of trying to make a difference to make the world a better place for our children and also bring morality and standards back to the workplace so we can work in a very effective business environment as well.
All right. Excellent, excellent. I am on the board, and I'm working with him. He's a strategic partner of mine. I'm looking forward to the possibilities. Had a great, we met yesterday taking a look at some real estate properties. Not to get in great detail, but it was great, and the dinner was great, too. So, is there anybody else? Thank you, Bishop Harris. And what's your website, Bishop? Bishop, what's your website?
It's www.diversityitn.com. That's diversityigluetomnancy.com.
All right, then. Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that has not introduced themselves as yet?
This is Dave Walker.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Hey, Ken, I'm doing great, doing great. It's all my usual friends on the call. It's great.
All right, so Dave, why don't you introduce yourself?
Sure. I'm business attorney Dave Walker and founder of the Business Owner Movement, an organization that I started to educate startup and small business owners and help them successfully form their business. The Business Owner Movement is launching officially this Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Buckhead Hotel, in which we'll have some networking, some lead generation, as well as form LLC for those who don't have one already.
All right. So we got a full...
What hotel is that, Dave?
It's the Buckhead Hotel. It's formerly the Sheraton Hotel across the street from Lenox.
Got it. Okay, great.
And I am actually showing through LinkedIn, he sent me an invitation, and I'm going to show his website in a minute, but it's at the Buckhead Hotel, 3405 Buckhead Loop. All right, and your website for the Business Owner Movement is?
www.thebomb.biz.
All right, so thank you very much, David. Now, we've got a lot of people on the call, so everybody's introduced themselves, and what I want to do now is see who has questions or comments based on what was shared with what people do and how they do it. So who has a question or a comment?
I have a question for Brian at, I think, was it Sharecom?
Correct.
Brian, do you do any sort of specialized social networking sites? I know there's Ning out there, N-I-N-G, but I was wondering if you mentioned that you do some customized things versus over-the-shelf. Do you do customized social networking?
Customized social networking. Explain a little bit what you mean by that.
Well, I know that if you go to Ning.com, they can set up a profile in which it basically takes you away from your home site. If someone was to build out a website, are you able to build a social networking site within that current website as opposed to taking people out to another site?
No. With what we do in terms of, we don't do anything in terms of website development or anything like that. Everything that we do is, it comes from our platforms. It's not anybody else's technology that we're running with.
I think, David, the answer to your question is Endless Rise, which is a new strategic partner for E3C. And so, Delante, what do you have? What's your response? Can you help David?
Run the question by us again in a shorter form. We're sorry.
Oh, it's easy. It's easy. The Business Owner Movement has a membership in which we have a member directory. And right now we just list the member directory and we have a link to their website. But we wanted to maybe add more depth to each member, maybe have a member profile, a video link, and some things that you traditionally see on social websites. But we don't want to navigate people away from the website to do it. So we wanted to know if somebody could come in and kind of build a social networking site within the current website so that everything that's user-friendly, just like some of the other social networks, but yet don't take them away from the home site to do.
the idea. We have a couple of current clients that are doing just that. Yeah, we have some experience in that, and you're exactly right on the direction you're taking in it. Anytime we feel, and with the methodology and marketing, everybody knows it gets really, really deep into a science, but on a surface level, anytime you take away from somebody going to or staying on the same page, just even as something small as popping up with a new window, it's just much better to do what you're proposing to do.
All right. And I'm sure Robert might want to chime in, because Robert's this is his space also in terms of website design. Robert, what's your take on David's opportunity?
This is Robert with GluLife, GLULIFE .com. And I think there's a lot of different ways you can do that. I think the first thing is to more so define exactly what it is that you're trying to accomplish. And then once with that definition, there are a lot of directions you can take. You can take a platform like Ming and embed it into your website, or you can build out some of the different features that you want in your website. But it all starts with the definition.
Right, that's a good question. It all depends on what you want to do, and define it, the first thing, what you want to do, and then take a look at what platforms and opportunities are there. So we can certainly help you out, David.
Hey,
all
guys,
right.
I've got a question.
Yes, go ahead. And first of all, when you have a question or you present yourself, please give your name and name your company so we'll know who you are.
Sure. This is John from the Amenity Club.
Okay. Go ahead, John.
And I have a question, and I think I'm going to – I think my question is directed to Brian at Sharecom, but anyone else who would like, please jump in. So I'm getting up and running. My office is out of my home, which I absolutely love, and I have used a company like Regis or someone like that to do shared office space, and you have someone who answers the phone, and they'll direct your calls for you. Is there an easier, less expensive way to do that on the web? It seems like, Brian, some of the services that you offer might do that, where someone could call in and they say, you know, gosh, I want to talk to John, hit 1. If you want to talk to someone else in the company, hit 2, and it directs them to my cell phone or my home phone or whatever phone I've plugged in.
Okay. I'm sorry. You broke up there at the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. So basically what I want is where someone can call and there's a recording that says, hey, welcome to XYZ Company. If you'd like to speak to John, hit 1. If you'd like to speak to someone else, hit 2. And basically when they hit that 1 to speak to me, it routes the call to my cell phone or my home phone or whatever number I've plugged in.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, with our services, what we do have that I can help you out with is one of the things we do specialize in is kind of like a one-stop shop for virtual or satellite-type offices.
Okay.
And it's like what Ken was saying, for a set charge, we can set customers up with an array of products that will help them out. And those products are web conferencing, conference calling, email marketing, fax to email. Now, what I could suggest to you in terms of the phone that you're talking about there is we actually have some partners we deal with some IP phone type systems that are relatively inexpensive for new startup organizations that you could easily actually house on a personal computer or out of your home, and that phone will actually be directed, and you can push exactly where those calls go, and it'll really give the impression that you're a Fortune 100 type company. The clarity in things on the IP phones are, they've come a long way if they're set up the proper way.
Okay.
Brian Horton of Sharecom.com. .org, actually. Go ahead. I love this meeting. We're making some connections. We're learning things.
This is Dave Walker from the business attorney from the Business Owner Movement. Also, you want to look into something called eVoice. I think it's associated with eFax. I saw something like that where they give you a number that people would call, and the same thing, they just route it, that you record it and they route it. That might be something you look at as well.
I'd say the only thing you have to, this is Brian again here at Sharecom, the only thing you have to be weary of is when you get into certain types of connectivity, of voice over the phone, your voice travels a lot different than data travels, so you have to make sure that you have an adequate internet connection if you're going to be doing that. Because what will happen is if you're on a short phone call, you'll have no problems, but the longer you're on a phone call, you'll start getting a lag in your voice if your system isn't running fast enough. So the only thing I suggest is when you do go to that type of system is you really do have to have one of the quickest internet connections you can get with where you're working at.
Got it. Thanks.
All right. I love this call. This is a keeper. I'm going to put this on the website quick. All right, so who else has questions for John Majors, George Ishii, Robert Joseph, Roger, Brian Horton, Delonte, David Walker, and Clarence, Bishop Clarence Harris?
This is George. I got a question for Clarence. Clarence, have you met Evelyn Peters Washington from Families Across America?
No, I have not.
I need to do an introduction for you. That would be an awesome connection for you.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
So you're going to beam me up with the CEO Space connection?
That's right.
I appreciate that.
Space. She's looking to be CEO Space, but she is changing the black community and wants to do a big, huge march on D.C., pretty well connected in D.C.
Okay. All right, well, I've, in fact, I should be in D.C. tomorrow through Friday. If you can send me that, that'd be great.
I'll do it.
And Bishop Harris, this is John Majors from the Amenity Club. I've actually got a couple of friends that I'm working with who are filmmakers, and one of the things that they are going after with their mission is exactly what you said, putting more diversity on screens and actually going around some of the gatekeepers within the entertainment industry and going direct to the internet. And so that'll be, I'll shoot you an email offline and talk about some of that.
Yes, in fact, our studios, Kim was with us last night. We're looking at the final stages of our preparation to build one of America's largest production film studio complexes here in Atlanta, Georgia. And we're looking at 50 studios in one complex, virtual sets, and many others as well, greens, because we have a 24/7 time spot to fill, and with so much programming that we would need to produce, we'll also be able to lease it out to some independent film producers as well. So it's going to be marvelous what we're going to be doing and trying to deal with dysfunction from BET, even the music industry. We're carrying our own music label as well. So we're trying to work in all phases to work with our youth and adults to inform the uneducated masses so we can make better decisions for our nation.
Okay. And this is John again. My background is in real estate development and real estate finance, so let me know if I can be helpful in terms of what you're trying to do on the real estate side as well.
Okie dokie.
And I know he's a Morehouse man and a Harvard man.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
No, well, I know we work with Morehouse and the 8th. We have 114 HBCUs that we're trying to establish a good relationship with for content development as well. So, and the TCUs, those are technical, the tribal colleges and universities as well. And most of those are located out west. So we're really trying to be Native American, African American, Hispanics, the Irish, Jewish, and many others that we've never seen highlighted on American television. We're going to produce a true American front so everyone can see that it is through collective suffering that America became great, and it wasn't for one race, and then everybody contributing their their fair share.
Awesome. That sounds great.
Hey, Mr. Harris, this is Robert Joseph. If you're looking for Native Alaskans, I can be a contact and a conduit there.
Well, yes.
A lot of Alaskans.
Very much so, but especially from Mexico all the way up to the North Pole and also down to Latin and South America. We are participating in a lot of high-level conferences with the Organization of American States and also all those affiliated with various parts of this hemisphere, especially the Eastern and Western Caribbean islands as well. So when I was in Martinique several months ago, I ran into some Native tribe called the Caribs,
and they look exactly like the Cherokee and Apache in the U.S., and we're trying to connect those Native American chiefs together as well for some of our programming and content also.
Just like connecting. All right. We got some great interaction here, some great solutions. We're talking, bringing everybody together. We got a full plate here. So my question, is there any other questions initially? Because we're 30 minutes into this, maybe 33 minutes into our meeting today, our networking session. This is going wonderfully. Anything else?
This is John from the Amenity Club. Hey, George, you talked about webtizing stories. I'd love to hear more about that and how a person like myself starting the Amenity Club could use your services.
Okay.
Good question.
If you go to my website, click on that turn cold leads into hot leads and hot leads into sales that Ken's got up there. That kind of gives you a brief overview. And then I can follow up with you. It's a pretty cool little process.
Good stuff.
All right, then.
Thanks for asking.
All right, any other questions or comments?
Yes. This is Clayton Wood. I'm actually in the office with Delonte Frank from Endless Rise, and I guess following on John's question just then, it's just interesting to hear a group of business owners together, and I would just wonder if everybody might offer a little bit of insight on their personal experience with the company and where it is in the marketing world. For example, do you find more of a personal network beneficial for forwarding your company, or is it more online through search engine results? Just wanted to get a little insight on everybody's personal experience in the marketing industry.
Okay, so if you could define that and put that into a question, what would your question be?
Yeah, I can. Do you guys get more clients from personal networks, or do you see more results through your website traffic for your product?
Okay. All right, so what we're going to do is, John Majors, I know you're new, you're a rookie at this, but maybe from your own past experience, what are your thoughts on that? Probably John's on John, are you there? Okay, we'll say who's next on here. George, we'll come back to John. George, what's your opinion of that? Get more clients from your, go ahead.
Well, people buy from people because of their story, not because of the company. So when you can get face to face with somebody, you're going to learn their story, and everybody's got a great story. So the networking is the best way to get one-to-one leads. It's a great question, because what we're working on with this webtizing your story allows you to shift it to tell your story online so people get through and get the results, and then they, once they've got the results and know all about your powerful story, then they're handing right back to you what you can go do best, which is close deals. So I think today, one-on-one is what the norm is, but I think the model is shifting quickly.
And don't forget, people, when you're answering the question, give your name and name of your company if you want your website, too.
Sorry, George Ishii and Plum Tree Marketing.
Okay. All right, let me see. Who is next on here? Robert, what's your thoughts on that? Can you come in for us? Robert, going once, going twice.
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm here. My thoughts are several. We find that we get a lot of our leads through networking, because our space is really crowded, and it's really crowded with some people that know stuff and some people that don't know anything. And so our story is that we actually build websites that can grow with your business and extend, and we have a technical background to back that up. We've done websites from Alaska Bering Strait School District. We did infrastructure for handling their kids. We've done websites for construction companies that do document management and all sorts of things like that. And it could go, and we allow to maintain and update and make changes to their sites themselves. And that story is what gets people to us. And that story is hard to capture on a website because everybody's saying pretty much the same thing. So it's personal for us.
And that's Robert at GlueLife.com.
Yep.
All right. Roger, New View Therapeutics. What's your thoughts, Roger?
Well, Raj Kolosinski, New View Therapeutics, basically what we found over the years in the medical industry is it's a contact base with the surgeon or physician direct one-on-one. We use independent distributors for our products, have used them for many years. In fact, these particular contacts are very critical because there's a level of trust and a level of understanding that's put between not only the sales individual and marketing, but also the physician. And once you gain that level of trust, pretty much you can bring most anything in from a medical point of view, and they will consider using it. So in our case, it's really, it's good to have the additional computer interface to be able to have people touch base with your website on what you're actually doing or your product base is, but it is the contact base with the physician one-on-one that makes the difference.
And your
website again is? I'm sorry, it's New View Therapeutics, www.newviewtherapeutics.com.
All right, thank you. And Brian, what are your thoughts on this? Brian Horton, ShareCom.
Well, my thoughts on, I mean, obviously websites are extremely effective marketing tools that you have, and they can tell a lot about your company, and they can make a small company look like a Fortune 500 company. So they're a great equalizer in business today. But one of the things that we specialize a lot in is the email marketing campaigns, because what email marketing campaigns do is they build product brand awareness of your company. And it gives you a chance to stay in front of your customers in a proactive way opposed to a reactive way. You know, a lot of companies are going towards these pay-per-click type things on the internet, and pay-per-click can get very expensive because you can have somebody go into your site and you're paying $10 and you don't even, hey, they might just be browsing. For $10, I can get in touch with, you know, 50,000 different people on an email campaign. And if they're done the right way, they're not nuisance campaigns. If people don't like what you're doing, they'll just unsubscribe to what you're doing. You know, I think a great example is I look at, like, AirTran Airlines. Boy, I get an email from those guys probably twice a week. I haven't unsubscribed to them yet. And why is that? Because I'm waiting for that good deal to come through when I need it. So if you're a company that's got good rapport with your clientele, what we focus on, it's a total three-prong approach. The website is an essential part of it, but also that proactive part of it of going out and reaching your people. Hey, it's a great medium that we use.
All right, excellent. Great answer. Great question. David Walker, would you like to chime in on this?
Absolutely, and I want to piggyback off of what Brian just said. I mean, I use three tools for the law firm. The Business Owner Movement is just launching Saturday, so it's really hard to tell there, but from my law firm experience, obviously personal relationships come in high. But with respect to search engine optimization, I've increased my budget three times now in 6 months because of my price point as an attorney. Those leads can pay for themselves. So it depends on your service or product. If I get one client through search engine optimization, it pays for the entire month. So that's really good, and I feel like I have a good search engine company. But I agree 100% with the email, because when I meet people all day, and I probably gather 30 to 50 business cards per week, and I can't always book those people in scheduling, I put them in my email marketing, and then I'm able to once a month send out a short, concise, simple, not very cluttery email reminder that I'm around, even though I might offer a small little inspirational message or a small little legal tidbit. So I use search engine optimization and email marketing to drive people to the personal relationships.
And Bishop Clarence, and hold up, David, your website again is?
Thebomb.biz, thebom.biz.
All right, so thank you. And Bishop Clarence Harris, DITN.
Yes, Diversity International Television Network in Atlanta, Georgia. I think Dave's idea was great as far as driving people to a site and keeping them before their face. We don't necessarily need that type of service, because as a television broadcasting, cable, satellite, as well as IPTV cell phone video distribution network that we will eventually have, and use the internet as a interface with all of our operations. We have many different media platforms to distribute our wear, but the personal touch as far as quoting the type of contracts and things that we need with agents and also with independent film producers, these people we go after, and of course most likely seek us as well. The personal touch is very, very important part of our outreach and establishing our business ties. But I guess the key to every business is to find that medium whereby which is optimized using both the personal and the technological components to drive the business and maintain the business for its own sustainability. So we're trying to find that balance right now as we move in different phases of our operations to move our particular network.
All right, well, thank you. Endless Rise, Delante, and I didn't get the person that put the question out. Based on what you've heard, what are your thoughts to kind of end that discussion? Go ahead.
As I try to find the mute button, I guess. Going once, going twice. Okay. All right, so I'm sure they'll chime in a little bit later. What I want to do now, we've got maybe 50 more minutes left. I want to give everybody, and we can keep this as short as possible, I want to find out what's going on with you in terms of events, or you can answer the question, what event are you promoting, what you're doing right now to maybe drive people to your business, maybe offer a special offer. But so the question is, why are you excited? Is there a certain event that you want everybody to know about? That you want to promote? So maybe it's the question is, why are you excited? What event are you promoting? What would you like to let people know about? What's going on with you this month or this week?
So with that, John sure. Majors, Amenity Club, what's
all right.
going on with you? Why are you excited, or is there an event that you want to share with the group?
Well, I'm excited for a couple reasons, Ken. Number one, we just launched our website, amenityclub.com, on Friday. We've got some great feedback on it. People seem to really, really have embraced it, seem to really, really get what we're offering and get it at a higher level of this is not just services. This is really enabling and empowering people to take their lives to a higher level. Secondly, I'm very, very, very excited about presenting to the Southeast Private Equity Conference on April 14th and 15th. So that's going to be really exciting as well. And really, really excited about continuing to grow the business. And that's what gets me up every morning and gets me pumped.
Excellent. And I interviewed John on my show, and then he did another show with Karen Rand of Launch Funding Network and NBAI.com. So he was a busy man last Friday. Website and two interviews. And that was a great interview.
Right.
So if anybody
Hello,
wants
Ken?
To go... Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Somebody was speaking?
All right, this is Delonte from Ellis Rise. I got disconnected there. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right.
Wanted to close off the question that my partner Clayton asked a few minutes ago with the SEO versus the personal relationship. I just want to point out, you know, we actually are located here in Puerto Rico, the Caribbean, and we have, around 50 clients on the table, active resellers on the table, and all of these resellers that we have run through the table in the last couple of months, we haven't seen these customers or these clients face-to-face at all. So just to point out the question that Clayton asked as far as personal relationship with SEO marketing tactics as far as getting clients in your business, what we said is that, you know, if you have competence in your business and the actual product you're selling, it doesn't matter if you have a personal interaction with the client or it's a phone interaction or some type of email conversation with the client. If you have competence in your business and the product you're selling, then the client will actually feed on that and actually flock towards your actual business, no matter where you are in the world or exactly who you are in the world. So we see the benefit of the SEO and actually marketing, as well as Robert said, email marketing with clients over the net, and we've seen a great return from that. So I just wanted to close up the question that Clayton asked a couple minutes ago as far as with the personal relationship and the SEO marketing.
Yeah. And if when it comes to the internet, I make a statement. It says you can either have the internet define you and your web presence, your digital image, mm-hmm. or you can define and take control of your web presence and your digital image. So
exactly.
And SEO
exactly.
is a player in that. So thank you. And we'll keep going. George Ishii, so why are you excited about your business? Is there a particular event that you want to share with the group?
Well, yeah, Ken, thanks. I'm also involved, as Clarence Bishop Parrott mentioned, CEO Space, and that's kind of the watering hole for the wealthy. They meet out in L.A. five times a year if you need knowledge, clients, contacts, team, or capital. And we're doing a free preview on April 8th at 5:30 p.m. at the Georgian Club. For those that need more clients or knowledge or capital or thing, it's CEO Space, and it's at 5:30 on Wednesday, April 8th at the Georgian Club.
All right. Excellent. Great. And Robert Joseph, what's new and exciting for you about your business, or is there an event that you want to share with the group?
I think the thing that I'm excited about is actually Dave Walker's The Bomb. Been going to the meetings there, and I'm a member of The Bomb and really like what it provides. And I think it's an amazing movement because it starts people out that either want to start a business or have a business and they want to network with other business people with a lot of additional features that The Bomb can provide and is providing. So that open house, the kickoff that's happening this Saturday, I'm excited about.
Okay, excellent. And Roger, what's new and exciting for you and your company? Is there an event that you'd like to share with the group?
Yeah, Raj Kolosinski, Nuvia Therapeutics. Bottom line to everything is we're quite excited after 9 years of research and development that we've come up with a regimen of therapy, which, in fact, we know we are going to not only save lives, but at least those, even with metastases that have already perhaps gone a bit too far, we can give longevity. And the nice thing about it is that we save the patient's immune system and give them a better quality of life, which up until now no one's really taken into account because of the doses of chemotherapeutic that have had to be given to the patients. We've all probably been through one way or another seeing a relative or what just deteriorate over a period of time, and we're lucky that we're ready to come to market. We've got our first products coming out in July, and we're excited, so say the least. I'm happy that we are what we are, and we're going to be able to save lives. Thank you.
All right. Excellent. Now, Brian, what's new and exciting in your business? Is there an event that you'd like to share with the group? Brian Horton, share.org, sharecom.org. Brian, are you there? Brian, going once, going twice.
I'm sorry about that, Ken. You got me on the mute button there.
Yes, no problem. Go ahead.
Yes, we will be actually showing at the Southeastern Private Equity Conference here in a couple of weeks. We're very excited about that, getting together not only with potential investors, but also getting to kind of round table with other entrepreneurs to learn how they're doing things in business today. One of the things that we've been very effective with is our products are driven to reduce costs in organizations and make them more efficient. You know, we put information at the fingertips of CEOs and things like that. So we're excited to get in front of people and let them know exactly how we can help their business in this economy. And it's actually, we're in one of the few markets that's actually on the rise at this time. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody who's possibly attending that show.
All right, then. Thank you. Delonte, Endless Rise. What's new and exciting for your business, or is there an event that you'd like to share with the group?
Well, what's new is what we've been actually doing since we opened our doors exactly to the actual public itself. Of course, we are online marketing resellers. The difference between us and everyone else on the web is that we offer a USA-based management with all the campaigns and all the actual work that we dish out from the from our end here. And what's unique about us is that we don't offer it, or we don't charge any startup fees. We don't have any type of maintenance costs. We don't have any type of contracts with our clients or with our actual retailers. So the question is, what is new with us? Is you know, my answer is, what is our niche? Our niche is that, you know, we are USA based, and we do offer some of the lowest prices. You can't go overseas and get the actual prices that we offer to our clients. Offered to our resellers that come to our door. So I would say that what's new with us is our niche and that's what we're bringing to the table these days. So that's my answer to the question.
And I researched them, and I was pretty impressed. A lot of times I'm doing new media stuff. I don't have the time, unless I do have the time if they pay me, to do the detailed tactical work that it requires to develop your web presence. And I found this company, so I'm going to be working with them. So if anybody's interested in pursuing that and saying, well, the big picture, you really want to build your web presence, you want to build your digital image and be on that first page above the fold, a lot of times I tell people what they need to do, and sometimes they don't do it. So this gives me an opportunity to do the work for them and still using the strategic end, take care of my strategic end, the big picture, and let my project team take care of the detail stuff and still get things done. So I'm pretty excited about that opportunity. All right. David Wallace.
Yeah, and again, the website, Ken, I don't know if my actual point is out when I get on the phone, but the website is www.endlessrise.com. That's EndlessRise.com. EndlessRise.com.
And David Walker, you got an event? Actually, I should have been showing the Endless Rise website. David, you've got an event coming up on Saturday.
I do, Ken, and you know, I've been at this since the holiday break. I really started off with this organization as an idea to capture the small and startup business owners who maybe couldn't engage an attorney full time on a retainer, and be able to have a weekend event in which they could come to and get legal questions answered. And from there, I've done 10 pilots leading up to this launch, and each one we've developed a better business model. First, we started off with offering people the LLC, and that became very popular. Then we started off with offering members networking and lead sessions in which everybody traded leads in commerce. And then lastly, we developed the website with the help of Robert Joseph, in which we were able to build out a member directory and also add links to forms and other information like that. So now this is the culmination of those 10 pilot sessions to this official launch this Saturday. What I'm excited about is that the business owner movement trains business owners to outsource the things that they are not good at and focus them on revenue. And we encourage our owners to stay on the revenue side of business 70-90% of their day and to outsource the things that they are not familiar with, because those people, one, take care of that issue better than you can, and two, they become a referral resource for you. And so we try to help them manage their business and have bigger growth by creating relationships, and instead of spending all their profit on themselves, take a portion of it to support their business. It's my own little personal stimulus package for businesses.
All right, excellent, excellent. And the website there, David, is?
Thebomb.biz, thebomb.biz.
All right, then, thank you. Last but not least, Bishop Clarence Harris, what's new and exciting in your realm? Is there an event or information you'd like to share?
Yes, I would like everyone to get an opportunity to definitely take a look at our website. We get so many positive comments and reviews from it. As far as the scope, it's more of an informational site more than one explaining all that we do, because the industry that we're in is very competitive, and there's some giants in the industry. And we are giant slayers, so we're going to have a tremendous impact in the area of television broadcasting, satellite, and other forms of technology, especially internet interface. I would like everyone to get more information from George about the CEO Space upcoming meeting, as well as the meeting out in California coming up soon. So CEO Space is a phenomenal opportunity for CEOs and business executives to learn to network and to really take the business to another level. I know Karen, you mentioned her name, Rands.
Yes. Where large financing is also great as well. But on a large scale, if you ever want to meet with some of the world's greatest CEOs and people you can never get access to because of their affluence and their prominence in the global community, CEO Space is a great organization to fill it yourself with. So, George, you got 30 seconds to fill in my last component of my statement.
Go ahead, George. You want to end up with CEO Space, and we'll end our call. Okay, going once, going twice. All right, so I guess George will come on as we wrap up. But people have expressed why they're excited with event. I just wanted to conclude this and say, who has questions or comments based on what was shared about events and why people are excited? Any other questions that we need to answer on that question?
General Raj Kolosinski, if I may, the one thing I would like to say is thank you for the time to express what we're all about, and I look forward also to being at the SPEC meeting and presenting there, and thank you folks and Karen Rand and what for what you're doing for everybody. It's a great opportunity, and you folks are doing quite a job.
Well, thank you very much. All right,
yeah,
so we're going to wrap. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, Ken, again, it was thanks for that commercial from Clarence, CEOspace.net, or you're going to go to April 8th at the Georgia Club at 5:30 p.m.
All right, and get that one more time, George.
It's 5:30 p.m., April 8th, Wednesday, at the Georgia Club, or www.ceospace.net.
All right, thank you. All right, so we're going to wrap up because we're approaching 9 o'clock. Sometimes we go about 5 minutes over, so be brief. But I do want to find out, this is one of my passions besides entrepreneurship and selling and technology. Networking is doing deals, is connecting people. So I want to find out from you guys. We spent about an hour of our time. Sharon, if we could put the phone on mute, mute your phone so we could hear some background noise, pressing *6 or mute your phone. Anyway, thank you. But we've had some really, really great people on the call. So what I want to do now is let's wrap up the call and just answer the question, what is it that you got out of this? What connections did you make? Just tell me how we did today. So with that, I still hear background noise, so people can mute your phone. Or press the *6. All right. I still hear it. But we'll keep going. John Majors, this is your first time. Tell us how we did. John, the Amenity Club.
I'm here. You there? It's,
yes.
This was phenomenal. I can't say enough about this. The work that you're doing is great, and I tell you, you're exactly right. This is exactly how people start to build their business and start to extend their network. Because it's people that, gosh, I know if somebody knows Ken, they're a pretty good person. And so we kind of jump a couple steps ahead in terms of trust, and we can really start getting down to business.
All right, sir. Thank you. And who have you connected with? Who are you planning on talking with?
Sure, I've got a list here. So I'm going to make it out to the event on Saturday, the bomb kickoff. I'm going to check my calendar. I'd like to make the event on Wednesday for the CEO space. I've got a note here to follow up with Bishop Clarence Harris about some of the filmmakers that I've worked with, and then I'm also going to follow up with the folks from ShareCom to talk about phone systems.
Okay, excellent. So that's what, 4 or 5 connections there?
Absolutely.
All right, I still hear background noise, so please, because we're recording this call. Definitely, I think it's gone now. *6 or mute your phone. Thank you, John. And John, your website again is?
The website is amenityclub.com, A-M-E-N-I-T-Y, club.com.
Okay. All right, then. Excellent. All right. George Ishii, who did you connect with? What did you get out of the session?
Well, I want to connect. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I need to follow up with Bishop Clarence Harris on Families Across America, and I want to follow up with John Majors more about the Amenity Club, and also I want to do a little research on the bomb.biz.
Okay, excellent. All right. Dr. Robert Joseph, who would you like about this session, and who are you connecting with?
I always like this. I always like these sessions, but want to follow actually with the person that's talking about the company down in the Caribbean.
Talking about Endless Rise. Okay.
Endless Rise. Want to follow up with them, and of course I'll be talking with Dave. David Walker.
All right, then. Roger, New View Therapeutics, what did you get out of the session, and who are you going to connect with?
Raj Kolosinski, New View Therapeutics. I will probably take a serious look at CEOSpace.net and also the bomb, but I can say that the space that was presented today was probably better for you folks in the IT world. But I sincerely appreciate the opportunity of being involved, and I've enjoyed it.
You never know who you're going to connect with on these calls. Everybody
Absolutely.
Knows lots of people, so this will be a great networking opportunity for you. So thank you for being on the call. And it's not just for just technology companies, it's for everybody, because if you can use technology to be more productive, more effective, more profitable, then it's going to benefit your company. Believe me, I know about that, and that's part of my business, so we can talk offline about that. So thank you. Let me see. Brian Horton, what did you get out of this session? Who are you connecting with?
Oh, I tell you, this is, first again, this is tremendous. I'm thinking this is the best way with how the business economy is going is to make connections in a non-threatening manner. It's a great way to build relationships out there. Who I'm going to follow up with is in terms of the cancer research that we've got and the diversity television, the nature of my business is we deal with nonprofit agencies, so I probably deal with 50 different cancer organizations out there in the United States on any given day. And in terms of diversity, we have a lot of groups that we deal with in Atlanta. 100 Black Men of Atlanta are very influential here, and they actually push the same themes that I see on the website there, so I think those are two that I'll definitely give a follow-up on.
Okay, excellent. And thank you for your kind comments. Delante, Endless Rise, what did you get out of this session? This is the first one for you also.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the synergy on the call here this morning. With the current state of the economy, it's good to hear business owners are still pushing forward and making things happen. So it's good to hear people on the line and hear people actually just moving forward and making things happen with their business itself. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the call here, and I really would like to get in touch with, I believe his name is Robert. I don't know if Robert's still on the call, but he's with Sharecom.org.
That was Brian Horton, Sharecom.org.
Brian, okay. Robert Joseph, check out that website and see what he has going on there. But definitely, I really enjoyed the call this morning. It definitely, gives me a jump start for my day. So,
and we're happy to have you on the call. I'm looking forward to working with you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, then, David Walker.
Yes, King. I'm obviously going to stay in contact with Robert. He's done a great job at helping me build out my website and allow me to have access and make changes very quickly. He has a very, very well put together product that everyone should check out, bluelife.com. Also, I'll be in contact with Endless Verizon as well as Brian to go over with Robert with some of the strategies they might be able to add to what we're trying to do. And Ken, I'll get together with you because I have a lot of members who really need to know what you do. And remember, I'm for promoting outsourcing to other people, and I'm trying to get people, business owners, to spend their cash and spend more time on revenue and just make more money. That's the answer to everything, right? Just make more money.
That's right.
So, Ken, I'd like to meet up with you as well, and hopefully I'll see you this Saturday.
And what time is that event?
It's at 10 a.m. at the Bughead Hotel, and it'll go till 12 o'clock.
Okay. All right, then. So that's our show, like I'm doing my radio program. But I really love this. This is what I love to do. I'm connecting everybody. E3C stands for Entrepreneurship, Empowerment, and Evolution. And the C stands for Connect, Collaborate, Create. Definitely, if you want to get, I'd like to put together a list, but I need everybody's help. So
I need to have you send me an email that has your name, the name of your company, your expertise, your email address, your website, and I think that's about all I need. I will put it on a list and then send it out to you. So definitely, please send me an email. If you think I have your information, I may have it, but it's easier for me to get it on an email and just cut and paste. So please give me your name, the name of your company, your website, your email address, anything you want to share, your expertise, how you want to be categorized, and send that to me in an email immediately. As soon as I get that, I can put that together and then send it out to everybody. Also, as you know, we've recorded this call. This was a fantastic call, one of the best calls I've been on in a long time. So I'm going to put this on my website, and you can once I get the recorded, I will send the email out to everybody, and people can download it. And then sometime today or tomorrow, I will put this up on the website. So I want to get that out. And if you're not a client of E3C, Better Sales and Profits, you're not a strategic partner, I strongly encourage everybody to be a part of that, and please give me a call at 404-957-9193, and check out our website, Better Sales and Profits Now, one of the websites, bettersalesandprofitsnow.com. And if you're interested in being a guest on my show, I pretty much have a show every Friday at 9 o'clock, give me a call. If you want to be a presenter or a contributor to my blog, please do that. Let me know. If you want to join my social online network, business owners and entrepreneurs, it doesn't cost anything. Just send me a quick email, and I'll send you an invitation. So with that, thank you so very much. Thank you for your active participation and your support. And let's do this next time. Next Tuesday, we'll be here. Take care, everybody. Have a great Wednesday. Have a fantastic week. Go make that sale.
Thanks, Ken. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Ken. Bye.
Thanks, Ken. Bye.